Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. A special topic up for you today, as a follow-up to our topic I did about a week and a half ago on crystals. Finally, after a six-month search, I have come into my possession, actually, with 16 and a half pounds of some of the most glorious crystal I have ever seen. I've been searching for some quality celestite, which I finally found because people have been calling me to find some. There's a lot of celestite out there with matrix on it, or rock, and I've been looking for the celestite minus the matrix and also some points, and I've got some, 16 and a half pounds of it. And as part of today's topic, I will explain to you what celestite is, the sacred ancient blue crystal, quartz crystal from Madagascar imported to the United States that is reportedly 50 times more powerful than any other crystal on this planet. And celestite also is magnificent for healing, chakra control, psychic development, also astral projection, telepathy, and levitation, telekinesis, whatever you want to use it for. Well, you know, I have really, when I started this path about 15 years ago, I had no idea where exactly it would lead me. Frankly, when you get involved in astrology and metaphysics, it's funny because a lot of people out there are just agnostic to New Age thought. They're just, you know, you talk to them about things like astrology and karma, and they're like, no way. You know, like they don't want to understand it. They don't want to get it. It's almost the same way people act as they respond to crystals. Do you know, there's some people that look at crystals and they'll laugh. They'll go, oh, they're just rocks, you know? And it's true. They are rocks. That's true. But did you know that people happen to advance so far in their psychic development and in their spiritual awareness level, whatever they do, whether they choose a sober lifestyle, they might take up meditation, they might take up astrology, from one day to the next, they might hold a crystal in their hands and it's nothing. It doesn't mean a thing. And the very next day, all of a sudden they'll hold a crystal in their hands and they feel something. They feel the electricity that is inside. Like, for example, did you know that almost every watch on this planet is a quartz chip is used to balance the timing in that watch? Did you know that quartz crystal is used? And if you doubt that, look at your watch. And it should say quartz right there on top. It says it on mine. Unless you have a watch that is not timed by quartz, which I wouldn't trust, a quartz crystal does possess a vibration of magnificent balance that allows the watch to tick or to move at such a pace that is perfect timing, okay? And, you know, the wonderful thing about celestite, which is the sacred blue crystal from Madagascar, is for some reason I feel that this crystal is like much more denser or much more compacted. And for that reason, it radiates and reflects a different color in the spectrum. Instead of being clear, it is a blue, and oftentimes a deep blue. Our different shades of blue can be turquoise sometimes, but I do find most of the spectrum of blue is covered in the different pieces of celestite. There's an interesting history behind celestite, because there was a time when I used to do this show, and I used to use a lot of notes. I used to sit there at my computer every morning and type up the outline. And then this very nice lady named Mary, who I'm sure might call today, came down to the station with one of my many guests that used to visit me on the air. And she brought a piece of celestite with her. I think this was about 2 years ago. And while I was on the show, of course, everybody knows I'm very sensitive to crystals, she handed me this celestite while I was on the show. And I picked it up with my right hand, which is normally my sending hand, but I took it immediately from the right hand and put it in my left hand, which is normally my receiver hand, because in healing I heal with my right, I send with my right and receive with my left. Well, let me tell you something. When I felt this first piece of celestite, and it wasn't that large, she actually gave me one to keep, which really was a trigger, right? And she also gave me hers, which was larger to hold. And I could, you know, because I am a chakra-aware person, I could immediately feel each and every one of my chakras burst open, okay? My awareness lift, and I was in immediate communion with my higher self. You know, since that day, I have rarely used notes or an outline to do this show because I've always had a piece of celestite, my private channel piece, with me when I'm on the air like I do now, holding it in my receiving hand, which allows me to be comfortable, have my chakras open, have communion with my higher self, and literally channel information to you, such as many of the topics you hear in the show, if not all of them, that just automatically comes through. And, you know, I have found, you know, so many uses for the celestite since I met these wonderful guys from Madagascar, represented by my good friend Kirby, who, has turned me on to this stuff because I finally saw it at a crystal convention. And when I saw it, I wasn't happy with the quality of celestite that I was witnessing. What I wanted was a better quality because the celestite that I had seen had rock on it, which is what they call matrix. And I knew that there were clusters and crystal points available that did not have that rock attached to it. I didn't know what it was. It was an intuitive part of myself that told me that if I was going to get into celestite, I wanted the pure kind without any matrix on it. And if I was going to distribute some to my listeners and members, I also wanted them to have the highest quality celestite also. So, you know, I started experimenting with this stuff because I found that where I was in my astrological metaphysical research, that I had really sort of approached a wall, that I'd reached a point in my growth a couple years ago where I didn't feel or didn't sense I could go much further. But by having the celestite to meditate with and to hold when I would study or read or ponder, it would allow myself to be in a higher state of mind and a higher state of awareness. And if David Friedman would call, I wish he would call me during the topic even and share some of his experiences with the celestite, because he's really an expert on it. This guy has come to me over and over again and picked up tons of the stuff, I think. But anyway, the celestite is so powerful, unlike normal quartz crystals, which is what I use for my dream states to enhance my dreaming and for healing purposes, like for headaches or whatever. I was able to breach levels of consciousness and levels of awareness with this particular crystal that was confirmed for me when my dad had his second heart problem. He had a heart attack. After a second bypass, he had another heart attack, and he was in intense pain. Now, knowing that the celestite crystal affected the chakras and realizing that the heart chakra is critical concerning heart illness and heart disease, I ran over to Cedars-Sinai Hospital where my dad was laying in intensive care and took a piece of celestite with me. And, you know, he nothing was helping his pain. He was in intense, excruciating pain in his heart, in his chest, and around that band area. And, you know, I took that piece of celestite, and it was about as big as a half a dollar, or a little larger, the one that Mary had given me, and I put it right on his heart chakra. And he looked at me, and he said, "What is that?" And I said, "Dad, that's celestite. It's crystal from Madagascar." And, you know, he looked at me, and he says, "Well, that feels good." He said, "That took the pain away. What is it?" And I said, "Well, that's just a magic crystal. It's a sacred crystal that they mine in Madagascar." And this was my dad, who really isn't that much into astrology or metaphysics or New Age thought, laying in the hospital with his third heart attack after two bypasses, with a little piece of celestite on his heart chakra, and it took away the pain. And, you know, the whole time that he was in the hospital for that run, he kept that piece of celestite sitting right on top of his chest. And, you know, my dad, you know, this is a few years ago, and as you know, my dad is fine. You know, he's living a happy life, a healthy life. He didn't have a third bypass, by the way, and everything's okay. You know, and at that point, when I saw how powerful that piece of celestite had affected him, I said to myself, this stuff is something that I really want to research further. Do you know, what I have heard, actually, number one, it is very difficult to get celestite into this country because the Madagascarians don't like to export it unless it's in large quantities. Number two, women really cannot mine the celestite because they're so sensitive to its power in the mines that they grow weak and get faint, because their consciousness shifts, and I guess their astral bodies want to leave, you know, so men are allowed to mine it. And of course, for hundreds of thousands of years, this blue crystal has been used in the sacred ceremonies in Madagascar for healing and fertility and for all different kinds of rites. And now we have it in America, and it is growing in leaps and bounds with popularity. Now people say, "Well, Farley, what do you do with this stuff?" Well, I don't know. I take my celestite with me everywhere. More than a crystal, I recognize this celestite as a friend. I brought a large chunk with me, a chunk that's almost a pound, okay, a cluster that I'm sure is worth at least $150 retail. And, you know, I brought that with me. This is the one that I've been using as far as sleep meditation with at night. And, you know, one thing I can confirm is not only does the Celestite allow me to sleep more sound, more deeper, more trance-like, more in communion with my higher self, with more vivid and processed emotions in my dreams, but also, you know, if you're into things like, romance, and chakra control or kundalini experiences during sex and whatever, I have confirmed that Celestite also will aid to that. If you want to use the Celestite for meditations and better chakra control, if you want to do something like have astral projection, or if you want to have more powerful healing abilities, if you want to feel your chakras and be in more control of opening and closing them, then this is definitely the crystal that I recommend. And, you know, it doesn't really matter what size of piece of Celestite you get. Of course, the bigger the Celestite, the less the matrix, the more clarity of points and the deeper the blue is what I like. And I have found that a lot of people that are looking for things like protection, if you're not feeling well and you have a health problem and you want to try to get in more communion with your higher self and the multidimensional part of your soul, perhaps the Celestite will aid you in reaching that type of attachment and perhaps allowing you to be of more of a positive and optimistic nature. And more than anything else, more than a rock or more than a crystal, these elements have entity and these elements have spirit. And I do believe that what we're dealing with when we talk about crystals and minerals, more than just energy, is literally a life form. Because I have noticed that my Celestite literally changes shape and size. And I've heard many people comment that that's true, that it does move. I'd like to put some under a slow-mo camera for about a month or 2 months and see if we can actually catch the change in size. But these crystals do have entity and they do have vibration. You know what's a trip is walking into my apartment and being around 16 pounds of it. And actually, you know, standing in front of the Celestite, because some of our more psychic and intuitive listeners, some of them are more aware and healing teachers and channels that are around the Celestite immediately feel its quality. You know, and I kind of tend to think that there is a piece of Celestite in my apartment that has your signature on it. And what I mean by signature is that by holding the Celestite in your receiving hand, in your left hand, and by, you know, experimenting gently. And, you know, a Celestite is sensitive. This is a soluble crystal. It's not to be put in any liquids, and it's not to be put in the sun, because it will bleach in the sun, and in certain liquids it might even melt or dissolve. So you want to protect this. It's sensitive crystal. And that's why when you pick it up, you want to pick it up very gently, and you don't want to drop it or squeeze it. You want to hold it very gently. And you can actually feel the one that it has your signature on it, your psychic signature, your spiritual signature, will literally call out to you. You know, I've had people come into my apartment and look down at the Celestite and say, that's the one I want right there. And I'll say, you haven't even touched it. I'll say, hey, I know which piece of Celestite is mine, and that's it. And it blows my mind that, you know, they'll call me a week or two later, or a day or two later, on the air, off the air, and say, Farley, my whole life has changed. And, you know, what I want to tell you is if you buy a piece of Celestite, whatever it is, be prepared, because a crystal will and does affect and change, allow you to change your whole life for the better. I'll have to say this, that since I've gotten involved in crystals, and especially Celestite, that I have dropped all of my bad habits. Where I used to smoke cigarettes and where I used to be self-destructive in cultural experimentations, you know, at least I'm proud that I don't smoke anymore and I'm not a user of any kind of substances for years, and that I have used the crystals to help me turn this around. So, you know, this powerful crystal that is 50 times more powerful than normal quartz, and I'm talking about the sacred blue crystal from Madagascar, Celestite, which means of the heavens, in case you wondered, is something that I have come on to and shared with my listeners over the years, and it's taken me 6 months to get the type of quality and quantity that I've wanted to share with you. And the reason why I want some of my listeners out there to have this Celestite in their hands is because I feel that the Celestite will help them in their growth right now. If some of you are having trouble totally understanding metaphysical philosophies, philosophies of karma, and certain astrological concepts, then having this crystal in your hand when you're studying or when you're reading, and you know, those of you that are in school that want better clarity, you know, the key to this rock, to this crystal, to the Celestite, is clarity. You know, listening and hearing and seeing and speaking, you know, like if you were going to give a speech or a lecture, or if you're going to teach, if you're going to be on the radio or television, you know, when I was on the Arsenio Hall show a couple of years ago, I had a piece of celestite in my hand. He didn't know that. But same thing when I was on the Tonight Show with, the Late Show with John Mulrooney. I had a piece of celestite in my hand. Just like when I'm on, whenever I perform, I have a piece of celestite. And that's why a lot of you people that are go on cattle calls, actors and actresses, you never know the effect, the magnificent charisma you might reflect by holding a piece of celestite in your receiving hand when you're performing. But it works. It works. And I have testimonies on and off the air that this crystal definitely has power. And let me tell you something. When you get a piece of celestite, in a way, it's like picking out a pet. Because, you know, you look at so many animals and you go, nope, that's not the one. No. And then all of a sudden you'll hold one. You won't feel anything with any of the ones until you pick up the one with your signature on it. For some reason, different pieces of celestite will align with your chakras. Some other things that I've used the celestite for is to remove abdominal pain that I've had, to remove headaches that I get in my meditations, for experimentation with astral projection, healing. I've done telekinesis with it and mental telepathy. It also helps you become more psychic, more of a healer unto yourself and for others. And it also increases your clarity receiving and sending. It affects the throat chakra the most. It focuses on the clairaudience, or your ability to hear things and also speak things. And it also focuses on the brow chakra and the crown chakra. So this is a crystal for the upper chakras, or the higher consciousness realms. Celestite. And it's a very powerful crystal, of course.